The founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, has been arrested this morning in London. The Metropolitan Police say they took him into custody after Assange was evicted from the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he has lived since 2012. Assange took refuge in that embassy to avoid extradition to Sweden and says he believes the Swedish authorities had intended to extradite him to the United States. NPR's Ofebia Quist-Arkton is with us now from London, where she's following this. Good morning, Ofebia.
Greetings.
Why is this happening now?
Because it looks as if the Ecuadorian embassy feels that Julian Assange has outstayed his welcome. They've got exasperated and they have invited in the British police to escort him out. Now, let me just tell you about the images we saw of a heavily bearded Assange removed physically, manu militari, by the police and taken into a van. So he certainly did not go willingly. But it looks as if the Ecuadorians have said enough is enough. When Assange went in 2012, that was a government that favoured him and sympathised with him. Since then, there's been a change of leadership. It looks as if they said, no, he's got to go now.
The Justice Department here in the U.S. has filed criminal charges against Assange related to that dump of documents, the publication of all these classified documents. Can you remind us what was leaked?
Of course, the U.S. is furious still about that. Now, WikiLeaks published and classified military documents linked to the death of huge numbers of civilians at the hands of United States forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, that was one of the reasons why Julian Assange said he did not want to be extradited to the US. And of course, the US also has the death penalty. So that is why the US is after him. But there are several strands to this story, because of course, he was also wanted in Sweden for alleged rape and molestation. And the Swiss also wanted him. So Julian Assange, has been a wanted man, and now it looks as if the British at least can start their process, because he absconded bail in effect in 2012 when he went into the Ecuadorian embassy, and now they can start the process that may lead to Assange. Well, we don't know whether he'll end up in the US or not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so it sounds like lots of people, lots of countries have a claim on him. But just worth remembering the scope of the U.S. connection here, because it wasn't just those documents that revealed sources and the names of civilians and journalists in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, which, by the way, ended in the conviction of Chelsea Manning for leaking those files. But also, WikiLeaks was clearly implicated in the 2016 election, presidential election here in the U.S., for leaking documents that damaged Hillary Clinton.
So this is why Julian Assange is wanted by so many people in the US and beyond. That's why he has stayed on despite the Ecuadorian embassy people indicating already that they weren't happy with his presence. Even they feel that WikiLeaks has leaked information about the current president. Huh. So now that Julian Assange is in British hands, we'll have to see who will be allowed to get hold of him. Because, of course, the Swedish case, although the molestation and rape charges have been dropped, they may be able to be revived. Julian Assange must be sweating.
NPR's Ofebia Quist-Arkton in London this morning on the fact that Julian Assange of WikiLeaks has been arrested. Ofebia, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.